We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo and Toktai waylaid the messenger who was on his way to the court of King Pentung. Unfortunately, the messenger was injured in the scuffle, but he was taken to the house of Kinsai, the daughter of the robber chief. A physician was called, and he expressed the opinion that the messenger would not live. Marco Polo was shocked and worried at this news, and Toktai pointed out to him that if the messenger died, then Marco Polo's life would be at stake. Eventually, arrangements were made for Toktai to remain with the messenger, while Marco Polo went on to Zaitun with Kinsai. On arriving there, Marco interviewed the king and told him that Kublai Khan desired his marriage to be postponed. Meanwhile, Kinsai was quartered at the palace. Later that evening, Marco saw Benedetta and told her what had transpired. Then King Pentan arrived on the scene, so Marco hid on the balcony outside. And he heard Pentan say that he intended to marry Benedetta Corsini secretly on the morrow.
But, Your Majesty, we cannot be married tomorrow.
Why not? No one will know. And then we will have a big ceremonious wedding when Kublai Khan arrives. I purchased you as a slave, Benedetta. You shall never escape from me.
But I can never love you.
You are mine. And I am about to make you the queen of this land. I love you. That is all that matters.
If you love me, you should consider my feelings. You wish me always to be unhappy.
How can you be unhappy as my wife? I bought you in the slave market. You are miserable and ill-treated. I am about to give you riches, servants, luxury.
All your riches, all your luxury will never bring me happiness. Because I do not love you, and I can never love you.
Enough of this. Tomorrow at dawn, my servants will come for you. They will bring you into my presence. And we will be married according to the laws of this land. But that marriage will be a secret. We will be married again publicly when Kublai Khan arrives. That is my last word on the matter. I go now to tell my servants of the preparations which are to be made.
Marco Polo. Marco Polo, are you still out there?
I am here.
Come in here quickly. Did you hear what was said?
I heard.
Well, what can we do? Oh, Marco Polo, I cannot marry him. I love you.
I know you love me, but I've sworn that I will do no harm to King Pentan.
Is there no way in which you can prevent this wedding?
There is a way. A desperate chance, Benedetta. I have risked my life many times. I have dared many things. But I have never broken my word. Now I must dare everything for love. Have you a dark cloak?
Yes.
Wrap it round yourself now. The courtyard is deserted. And you are going to climb down the ivy with me.
Where are we going?
To my father's quarters, and when Pentan comes seeking for his bride in the morning, she will be gone.
But when they find that I am missing Marco Polo, there will be terrible trouble. The palace will be searched.
And they will not find you. No one knows that I have seen you and spoken with you. Come, hurry.
If we are caught, we shall both die.
Then we must not be caught. We are making a bid for love, life and liberty. We must risk our lives, Benedetta.
I place myself in your hands. I trust you, Marco Polo.
I will not betray that trust.
A few minutes later, Marco Polo and Benedetta climbed down from the balcony into the courtyard. Both wore dark cloaks, and they were not seen by any of the king's servants. Hastily, they made their way to the part of the palace where Niccolo Polo was quartered. Marco flung open the door and led Benedetta in.
Marco, where have you been? I wish to have speech with you.
Father, I have brought a visitor.
A visitor?
I do not think that you have made the acquaintance of Benedetta Corsini, a beautiful lady of our own race.
Benedetta Corsini? Here? Marco, this is madness. Do you wish us all to be killed?
Oh, Signor Polo, if I have brought trouble upon you, I ask your pardon.
Father, this is the woman I love, and there is nothing I would not do to win freedom for her.
But she is betrothed to King Pentan. If he finds out that she is here,
But he must not find out. Oh, hear me, Father. The king desires to wed Benedetta secretly tomorrow.
But I thought he had instructions that the wedding was to be postponed until Kublai Khan arrived.
The king decided to disobey those instructions.
Father, you must help us.
Marco, my son, I desire your happiness above all else, but what can I do to help you?
We must hide Benedetta here. And we must enlist the aid of General Ta Pinzu.
The general will be horrified when he learns that you have brought the lady here.
I think not. I have spoken with the general, and he knows the Khan's orders. He will strive to see that King Pentan obeys those orders. Where is Benno?
Oh, in that room there through the curtains, but will you let him know of this?
Well, why not? Benno can be trusted.
Benno! Benno!
I'm coming, Master Marco.
Come quickly!
Master Marco, you will bring us all to death. You should not have brought the lady here.
How did you know about her being here?
Oh, the curtains are not thick, and I could not help overhearing.
You were anxious to overhear. But say nothing to anyone about this. Leave it to me. Go and find General Tarpinzu and ask him to come here.
Oh, but suppose he tells King Pentan that the lady is hidden here?
That is a risk which we must take.
Are you sure you're acting wisely in sending for the general, Marco?
It is all that I can do. Now go, Benno. Obey my orders.
Oh, as you will, Master Marco.
Now, Benedetta, you will go through the curtains into that room where Benno was waiting, and you will remain there until I send for you.
The poor girl trembles.
She has been through many hardships. But freedom and happiness may be in sight.
I have placed myself in your hands, Marco Polo. I love you. And if any harm comes to you, I shall not want to live.
If we die, we shall die together, Benedetta. Go now through the curtains. Remain there until you hear me call.
I will obey, Marco Polo.
Marco, I can sympathize with you. Love is a divine madness. But have you the right to risk Benedetta's life as well as your own?
Oh, I know not. But see, the general comes now.
I desire to speak with me, Marco Polo.
Yes, General. You know well the message which I brought from Kublai Khan to King Pentan.
I know it. The Khan ordered that Pentan is not to marry until he arrives here in Zaitun.
He gave those orders so that I might marry Benedetta Corsini.
But first, you have to gain the goodwill of King Pentan.
I must have time to do that. I have brought with me to Zaitun a beautiful woman who may succeed in winning the heart of King Pentan, but unfortunately the king has decided to disobey the Khan's orders.
So disobey the Khan's orders?
Pentan intended to marry Benedetta secretly on the morrow.
He cannot do that. I will forbid it. I am the Khan's representative here.
I know it, but all the soldiers and men-at-arms here are under the command of King Pentan.
We brought our own soldiers with us, Marco Polo.
Would you make war on King Pentan for disobeying the Khan's orders?
No. I could not do that. Pentan is a loyal servant of the Khan.
There is only one way in which to see that the Khan's orders are obeyed, General.
What is that way?
You must guard over Benedetta Corsini. Let her be placed in your quarters and guarded by the soldiers of the Khan's army.
Well, that would be a good idea. But Benedetta Corsini is closely guarded by Pentan's soldiers.
Not so. Benedetta Corsini is here. See, I draw this curtain aside. Come, Benedetta.
Marco Polo, what does this mean?
General Tarpinzu, you are the king's representative. And it is your task to see that his orders are carried out. I place this lady in your care. Her life is more precious to me than my own. And while she is in these dominions, she is a subject of the great Kublai Khan. It is your duty to guard her until you receive further orders from the great Khan.
That is true. But how did the lady come to be here?
I brought her here, General. Now, will you swear that she will be guarded by your soldiers?
I swear it. But King Pentan will be furious. He must not know what part you have played in this, Marco Polo.
He will not know. You can tell him that Benedetta escaped from her room, and she came to you for aid, and that you're holding her until Kublai Khan gives judgment on the matter.
It is well. I will do that, Marco Polo. But I will make one condition. You are not to seek speech with this lady until Kublai Khan arrives.
Oh, but I must see Marco Polo. I must talk to him.
Not so. You are my prisoner, and you will be closely guarded until such time as Kublai Khan decides what is to be done with you.
You will be quite safe, Benedetta. I trust the general, and I know that he will guard you well.
Will the Khan arrive soon?
Within a few days. Come with me now. I shall place you under guard.
Go, Benedetta. We will meet again soon. The Khan is my friend. He is a just man. Mayhap his judgment will be in our favor.
Benedetta went with General Tarpinzu. She was given a room in the part of the palace which he occupied, and she was closely guarded by men from Kublai Khan's army. A little later, Marco Polo went to speak with Kin Sai.
At last you have come, Marco Polo. I have been so lonely.
Have you looked through this wondrous palace, Kin Sai?
It is indeed a wondrous palace. The king who owned it must be a powerful king.
One of the greatest kings in the dominions of Kublai Khan, and that king may be your husband, Kin Sai.
Have you ceased to love me, Marco Polo?
Kin Sai, I have told you the truth. I never loved you. I love but one woman. That woman is Benedetta Corsini.
You told me that. But I have not yet looked upon King Pentan. Is he old and fat and ugly?
He is tall and strong and handsome. Soon he will come to look upon you. Do not raise your veil until I bid you to do so.
I will remember. But I will not marry him if I do not like him, Marco.
I would not ask you to marry him if you did not like him.
Who comes?
The great King Pentan comes now with his men-at-arms. Greetings, mighty king.
Oh, Marco Polo, I was told that I would find you here. I wish a few words with you.
I am at your service, O king.
Benedetta Corsini, my bride-to-be, has disappeared. We have searched the palace for her. And I have been told that you were seen standing near her balcony this very night.
Why, what of it?
You know where she is, Marco Polo, and you shall tell me. We have means of torture here which force men to speak plainly.